Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Tune in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the beautiful Line Hotel in Washington, D.C. My name is Odetta Hartman. I am a musician and educator, born and raised in New York City, but currently residing in D.C.'s northeast neighborhood of River Terrace, which happens to be just up the road from one of the city's secret natural wonders, Kingman Island. It is my esteemed pleasure to be here in Adams Morgan with some very special guests, a handful of musicians, activists, and organizers who will be contributing to the 9th annual Kingman Island Bluegrass and Folk Festival on June 9th, 2018. Celebrating the year of the Anacostia, the festival is shaping up to be quite a family-friendly extravaganza. I'm honored to have been selected to perform as an MC and solo artist on the Meadow stage, and I'm so excited to highlight the plethora of talented acts on the festival's lineup for y'all on this special edition broadcast. The festival bill includes over 30 acts, including the Wildmen, the fabulous family band we heard at the top of the show. Today we are lucky to be joined by Jess Elliott Meyer.
Hello.
And Chris Osley.
How you doing?
Of the Mid-Atlantic Roots Ensemble, Bumper Jacksons, as well as Yasmin Williams.
Hey, what's up?
An acoustic fingerstyle guitarist with an experimental edge. And last but not least, we have one of the festival's producers, Chris Noem, who is also the co-founder of DC's Epic Funk Parade.
How's it going?
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Before we get going, I just want to give a special shout out to the one and only Jack Inslee, founder of Full Service Radio, for hosting us today and spearheading this podcast platform to elevate the voices of the creative community in DC. So kick back and enjoy a preview of all the homegrown fun that's in store next weekend, June 9th, in the backyard of our nation's capital.
Who was the girl you loved before you met me? Was she tall and pretty with flowers in her hair? What I really wanna know is, do you ever miss her? And what would you do if she wanted to come back? why I really wanna know who is the girl that you loved before you met me.
Full Service Radio.
All right, welcome back to Full Service Radio. You are now tuned in to the Kingman Island Bluegrass Broadcast, where we are getting ready to meet some of the festival's key players. We just heard one of my favorite new discoveries, Who Was the Girl by the Flybirds, a Virginia trio who are set to take the Fraser stage next Saturday, June 9th. Now we're spinning Gangsta Grass, the genre-breaking headliners of the Kingman stage, and little known fact, I don't even know if Chris knows this, Dan Whitener, the banjo player from this band, was in my college folk band, The Sparrows. So it's about to be a reunion next week, June 9th, at the Kingman Island Bluegrass and Folk Festival. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Odetta Hartman, and I'll be your host today, as well as at the festival's Meadows stage next weekend. I'm super excited to introduce two amazing musicians, Jess Elliott Meyer and Chris Osley of the Roots Jazz Country Swing Street Blues Band, Bumper Jacksons.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you guys for coming in. So just a little bit of background on this amazing duo. From the streets of New Orleans to Appalachian Hollers, two places very near and dear to my heart, this duo has traversed the country on bicycles, literally with a banjo on their knee. Well-versed in a long lineage of American roots music, these award winners are here for an exclusive in-studio performance at the Line Hotel. Welcome, y'all. Are you excited for the festival?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's like a homecoming and a family reunion all in one.
Ooh, tell us more.
Well, so often when you're on the road, you're working the same nights that all the other musicians are working. You don't get to see everyone that you would want to see all the times unless you play a show with them. But at a big festival, especially a big hometown festival that really focuses a lot on local music, it's like I get to see everybody all again, all in one place. So it's so much fun not just to play, but to see everyone in the crowd, see all my neighbors, and see all the other musicians in the city.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. And Jess, you have a pretty crazy contraption on your lap. I'm wondering if you can maybe describe for our listeners what is going on here. You have these amazing gloves, like all the way up to your elbow. What did you bring?
So this is my washboard. I've been playing the washboard for about 5 years now, and mine is it's a little one. It's what they call a lingerie-sized washboard.
Ooh la la.
And, I know. And I'm going to just like play a couple of the sounds here for you so you can check out what's going on. Here's the rub board part. And here I have these little wood blocks in the shape of frogs at the bottom. I have some bells over here. They're in the key of D. I've got a little measuring cup up here, too. So if I play everything all together, this is a little bit of what it sounds like.
That is so cute. And you made that.
Yeah. Chris Osley over here built me my very first washboard, but I got really into it, and it's like the main way that I get to have an excuse to play with power tools. So I built this one, and I actually build a lot of them. They're for sale, and I do washboard workshops and such.
Where can we buy one? Because I'm definitely going to order one.
Probably my Etsy store, but it might not be updated. They're all just in my shed. You can just find me and talk to me about it. That's
right.
Better.
I'm definitely going to get at least one. I've been in the market for a washboard, and definitely a bespoke one with little miniature frogs on the bottom is up my alley. So Chris, you are a multi-instrumentalist. You sling a fiddle, guitar, banjo. Which axe did you bring today?
I brought my guitar. So, you know, keeping it simple.
Beautiful arch top.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Nice. So I must admit, I play the banjo. I play the guitar and the fiddle and the banjo, but I kind of have created my own style, and we're going to learn more about creating our own style from Yasmin in a few minutes. But one thing that I noticed about your musicality is that you play Kentucky-style banjo. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's from Knott County, Kentucky.
So can you just kind of describe that a little bit for us? Because...
Oh, now I wish I had my band.
Oh, I know, me too.
There used to be almost a style of playing the banjo for every single valley that there was in the Appalachians. You know, time and distance just creates unique ways to create. And so I always love to think that there's no wrong way to play the banjo. So I'm glad you take that to heart and you play it as well. And before, you know, Earl Scruggs really hit the radio, there was just so many different styles, and once he had hit the radio, it kind of collapsed the variation of banjo styles all through the Appalachians so people just started losing their regional styles and picking up what was popular, which was that three-finger Scruggs style. But one of the regional styles that survived was in eastern Kentucky. Some people call it Knott County style or the Knott County lick, and it's kind of like backwards clawhammer. And you use a lot of odd tunings, not just the standard double C tuning or the open G tuning, but you know, one of my favorite ones actually is an open C6-9 chord. So it's almost like jazz in my mind. And lots of weird drones you can get out of it. And if you look up some players like George Gibson or Roscoe Holcomb, they're folks you can find on YouTube that play this style. And it's really great for singing against, and it sounds super old and lonesome.
That is so cool. How did you guys learn about this rich history? It seems like you're really well-versed in the regional styles, and sounds like you guys, I mean, you took a bicycle tour across the country, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how did you fall in love with it?
I learned to play in New Orleans. So I, to simplify, I kind of came from a background where I was learning early jazz in New Orleans, and Chris was playing banjo for square dances and such. And so, to a certain degree, I sort of brought these more urban elements, and he brought more of these rural country elements together. But sort of learning with the people that have been playing these styles for a really long time, you get to hear some of the oral histories. And another part of playing early music, I think it's really important to do your research and to sort of know where the different histories come from, the different people before you that have made the music. I mean, especially, I'm white and Chris is white, and I think it's like doubly and triply important too to really know your histories if you're playing things like early jazz and, yeah, playing the banjo, which was an instrument that came over from Africa. Yeah, so we like doing our research and knowing our history, but we've also been like, you know, playing this music for many years.
Well, I'm a total history nerd. Full disclosure, wrote my thesis on Alan Lomax, so I'm all about this culture. So in addition to your show, Shenanigans, y'all also host educational workshops. And I'm really excited. I'm an educator as well. I'm really excited to kind of learn from you all. You conduct workshops from Blues 101 to square dance band ensembles to old-time ukulele. And since we're sitting in the stunning full-service radio station with a gaggle of musicians, I was wondering if maybe you guys would be willing to impart some wisdom to the group and to our listeners at home or in the rooms at the Line Hotel.
Okay. Well, we thought we'd do something. So one of the signature sounds that Jess and I do is we do a lot of ensemble singing or harmony singing. And, you know, we already know that you're well-versed in this, Odetta, but we thought we would just show what it's like, you know, singing together and how one might come across or think about singing together. Because for folks that aren't musicians, you might think, oh, that sounds pretty, or maybe they're all just singing along some of the same notes, but you know, how do they build that chord? How do they think about doing it? So I thought it might sound neat to sing a little bit of a chord together. So if everyone thinks about a scale as being eight possible notes,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
then you can then me, let's say I was a lead singer, maybe I'll start singing on the one, what we call the root of that scale. One. And then you can build that scale. You can build certain notes out of that to create the chord that you want.
You want to build a triad, so you want to end on the one and the three and the five.
Sure. So if I was going to sing one,
five, six, seven, eight. 7, major 7, 8.
So there we have our triad of the 1, 3, 5, and Jess was having fun hitting those major 7s. Because now we're missing in jazz. But if y'all would help me out, we can sing this old school country gospel one called Sow It on the Mountain, Reap It in the Valley. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. You're gonna reap,
yes, you're gonna reap
just what you sow. If you've been lying, better quit your lying. If you've been lying, better quit your lying. If you've been lying, better quit your lying. You're gonna reap,
oh, you're gonna reap
just what you sow. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. Sow it on the mountain, reap it in the valley. You gonna reap,
yes, you gonna reap
just what you sow.
You guys, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks for hopping on that last harmony there at the end of that.
So y'all, don't be afraid to sing. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. And we are gonna take a quick break. You guys were just talking about combining the urban elements with the country style. And there is one artist on the bill who calls herself an urban cowboy, and that is the one and only Babo Baggins. I am so excited. I'm actually going to join Babo for her set at the festival next June 9th. We're going to take a quick break, rock out to Thunderbird by Babo Baggins, catch her live on the Fraser stage, and we'll see you in a few. Welcome back to Full Service Radio. You are now tuned in to the Kingman Island Bluegrass Broadcast, highlighting some of the incredible artists who will be raising a joyful noise at the 9th Annual Kingman Island Bluegrass and Folk Festival in Northeast DC on June 9th, 2018. I'm your host, Odetta Hartman, and we're now listening to Grammy Award winner Dom Flemons, who will be leading the American Songster Review on the Kingman stage. If you're just tuning in, we are joined in studio at the Lion Hotel by Yasmin Williams.
Hey, guys.
Chris Noem.
Hey.
And Jack Inslee. In addition to Jess and Chris of Bumper Jackson's, who just schooled us on Kentucky-style banjo playing and led us in a beautiful rendition of three-part harmony gospel music. Now we're going to delve a little deeper into finger-picking techniques and alternate tunings with Yasmin, a Virginia native with an unorthodox playing style. So Yasmin is here to demonstrate her dexterity on the guitar by breaking down certain techniques, and then she'll perform an original song. We're so lucky. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you are going to be playing at the Kingman Island Bluegrass Festival alongside all of us, and we are so excited to hear your full set. But this is a unique opportunity to kind of deconstruct this amazingly unique style that you have developed. So why don't you just give it a whirl?
All right, so I play acoustic guitar mainly, and I play a style called lap tapping, which is basically playing the guitar like horizontally in your lap and producing like using hammer-ons and pull-offs like to create various patterns. You can also do like tap harmonics, like, or whatever, something like that. And I use a lot of open tunings, like the tuning I'm using now is open D. Basically so I don't ever sound bad. It's hard to sound bad in this tuning. And yeah.
It's kind of reminding me a little bit of a hammer dulcimer sound.
Yeah, I actually do use like a hammer dulcimer, like hammer thing. This is called the angle. Gives me like a cool metallic sound.
So this is so cool. You brought a few different props in.
I did.
And what else do you have?
I brought my violin bow. Kind of hard to play on an acoustic guitar because it needs like a ton of rosin and my fingers get all sticky. But that's something that's cool. I did not bring my kalimba though, sadly, but basically, I use like a kalimba and other little percussion instruments and just tape it to the body of my guitar and just play that along with tapping on the guitar too.
Well, it's good. You don't want to give away all your secrets so that all of our listeners can make sure to catch your set next week. Did you have a mentor or did you just kind of figure this out yourself?
I taught myself pretty much everything. YouTube helped somewhat. Like, yes. There's always someone that does something better than you, but yeah, I pretty much taught myself everything.
And you are an original songwriter.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Thank you.
So we would love to hear one of your original compositions.
Sure.
And just make sure that you're all mic'd up and your headphone cable. Thanks to Jack Inslee for his sound expertise. He's coming into the studio right now. So if you're just tuning in, we are live from Full Service Radio, which is a gorgeous podcast studio in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C., live from the Lion Hotel. We are here to highlight some of the incredible artists who will be playing the Kingman Island Bluegrass and Folk Festival. And right now, we're going to listen to the amazing Yasmin.
Thank you.
Wow, that was incredibly beautiful. Thank you so much, Yasmin Williams, for sharing your talents and your picking and your strumming. If you're just joining us, we are here at Full Service Radio to highlight the unbelievably talented artists who will be commanding the stages at the Kingman Island Bluegrass Festival. Here with us is Chris Naum of Listen Local First. Hey, Chris, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having us.
How's it going?
Can you tell us a bit about your involvement with the Living Classroom Foundation and how this festival all came about?
You know, about 6 years, six years ago, we started working with the Kingman Island Bluegrass and Folk Festival. The festival was started by Tommy Wells, Councilmember Tommy Wells at the time, in collaboration with his staff, and it was about getting people out on the island to explore this piece of nature we had that was so awesome in D.C. And so it started off as a little backyard barbecue with a couple of bands, and over the years it grew and grew, and I came on, and then we added a bunch more stages. And so when I say me, I mean Daniel Buckner and myself. Daniel Buckner is the singer guitarist from By and By Bluegrass. He has been working on this festival from the beginning. But we, for the past couple of years, we've been booking the festival, really focusing on the most awesome local talent that we can find, and keeping this festival, you know, 98% local, and creating an opportunity for musicians to hear each other, perform with each other, collaborate, and just enjoy being outside and making new, fans. The festival, as long as the festival has been around, it's also been in partnership and in benefit of the Living Classrooms Foundation, which is an amazing organization. It's a nonprofit that works with inner city youth to educate them about natural flora and fauna and waterway restoration. And they bring students out on the island. They have actual living classrooms where they host their classes, where they teach about invasive species and teach about, again, preservation, restoration, all of that. And Lee, unfortunately, can't be here today, but Lee is the island manager. And he has actually, I think, been on a show here before talking about Year of the Anacostia, because that's the mayor dedicated this the Year of the Anacostia. The city has put a lot of work into sort of fixing the island and making it a better place for learning and for spending time. There used to be this like asphalty weird thing on it, and they took that out. They turned it into real meadow. They've removed a lot of the invasive species from the islands. So they're really putting a lot of work into it and making it like an education center. So the work they're doing is amazing. The festival, you can, you know, go ahead, buy your tickets, because the money goes to benefit this good cause and this great organization. And so I'm happy to support them. I'm happy that they support local music and that they are happy to go with this model and work with Listen Local First and Daniel and myself, and work with all these amazing musicians, you guys, of course, to put on this festival year after year.
We are so grateful that you've gotten us involved. I'm so grateful that you all came into the studio, Full Service Radio. Thanks to Jack for hosting us. This is literally close to home for me. I literally live 5 blocks away. And Kingman Island is just one of the most special places in this city that I feel like a lot of people who even grew up here are not aware that we have this gorgeous resource right smack dab down Benning Road. So please, listeners, come and say hi. We will be at the festival on June 9th. It's an all-day extravaganza. There's going to be food and festivities and fun and a lot of jamming, a lot of roots music out in the meadow.
I wanted to add one more thing. Yeah, so there's also the department, DOEE, which is the Department of Environment, has been a very big supporter of this event. And this is actually a no zero waste festival. So there is nothing that is plastic, or there's nothing that is going into waste. Everything is compostable, recyclable. There are no cups. The cups are all metal cups. There's like all lots of work. And again, this is something, if Lee were here, he'd give you a lot more info, but it's a zero waste festival, and it's been moving towards that over the years more and more. So that's super exciting about this event, and that's a unique part of the event.
Well, thank you so much for your work. We definitely are on board. We are going to be treated to a little in-studio performance by Bumper Jackson's coming up in just a second. I just want to say thanks to everyone. I'm your host, Odette Hartman, signing off. And we're going to wrap up the show with actually a single of mine that was just released. And ironically, I just got a text from Stand for America or Stand Up America that it is National Gun Violence Awareness Day, asking me if I'm wearing orange. I happen to be wearing orange, which is great. And we are about to play a song that is a murder ballad. So, you know, we need gun rights now, basically. Thank you so much for all of your time.
Thank you.
This has been so fun. I can't wait to see all of your sets. Thank you so much to Jack Inslee. If you are a local in D.C., definitely come down, check out the festival. If you are visiting D.C., make sure you book a room at the Line Hotel. Wave to your local radio hosts who are working very hard to create this platform for the creative community in D.C. Enjoy a cocktail at Brothers and Sisters or a fabulous dinner at a Rake's Progress upstairs. This is such a special place, and so many special people pass through these walls. Thank you so much for filling it with your music. Without further ado, we're going to spin a new track called Misery, and then it will be followed by a live in studio performance by Bumper Jacksons. Thanks so much.
What do you get when you I was the first to draw. And how can you think you're above the law? The Camaros and your backs against the wall. They left my baby in my hometown. Had to try before I drown in my misery. My misery.
Full Service Radio, the Kingman Island Bluegrass Broadcast. Up next, we have a live in studio performance by Bumper Jacksons.
A one, a two. Our land. You remind me of a need to pray, but there comes a time to put our faith into our hands. We don't need a man on a white horse
ocean took the road less traveled. We had no choice, the well-paved road had caved in under its own weight of lies and ignorance. So now the frontier is no longer lonely for white men. We don't need a man on a white horse. We don't need anyone to save us. You gotta learn, listen what your mama said. We can move mountains when we harness our own power. Yes, we can move mountains when we harness our own power. Well, you want somebody, but you are somebody, so you got somebody to love. Yes, you want somebody, but you are somebody. We don't need a man on a white horse. We don't need anyone to save us. You gotta learn, listen what your mama said. We can move mountains when we harness our own power. We don't need. You gotta learn, listen what your mama said. We can move mountains when we harness our own power. We can move mountains when we harness our own power.
That was a single, White Horse, we just released at the Hamilton. It's about finding your own power and letting the faith that you hold, really carrying that in your own hands and doing something with it. We're going to do another one for you. It's called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. It's by Hank Williams.
the silence of the falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.